Avery. Let's bring up Chris Cratwell.
Okay.
That's genius.
Let's restage it.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Stay by the microphone.
Okay, I'll be over here. So I'm not a very present person. I spend a lot of my life sort of wrapped up in self-indulgent fantasy, especially my commutes and any other time where there are pressing matters. Or especially when there are pressing matters I should be attending to, I just sort of make things up as I go along. And I used to chastise myself a lot for this. It's a waste of my time. It's sort of vapid nonsense. It's no good. And it's not helping to improve me. It's just a distraction. I think fan fiction is a lot like that in many ways. And one thing we have to admit right off the bat is a lot of fan fiction is not very good. It's just not very good. Just call it what it is. It's the vapid, vomited id of the nerdy zeitgeist. It's just what it's wish fulfillment, blather, a lot of it. Which puts it solidly in the realm of a guilty pleasure for a lot of people. But I decided a while back in my life that I didn't have any guilty pleasures, just pleasures. If I had access to a holodeck, I have to admit that it would probably err on the side of hedonism as opposed to high-mindedness. That's just the way that I get along. And so, you know, I was thinking about how important fantasy is to us. We're nerdy people, and we've made escapism an art. We've mastered escapism. And I think that's absolutely brilliant. Because when I'm on my commute, I could sit on the train and like put on my headphones and listen to Leonard Cohen and think about how inconvenient it's going to be when I still don't believe in God and I'm terrified and dying in an off-white hellish room somewhere. But that doesn't really help me get ready to teach kids. Like, I will marinate in existential angst as much as anybody, and more than most. But that's not really useful. So instead, you jam on your headphones and you put on some Kesha. Yeah, and you're in your seat. And then you're dancing. You're dancing this incredible dance, this beautiful, moving dance. And at the end of it, the entire train car stands and applauds. They all stand and applaud. And then the girl in the corner, she looks up from her book that is written in a language you don't recognize with strange symbols all over it. And she asks you if you ever wanted to meet Fred Astaire. And you think about it and you say, yes, yes, yes. And that's how Tuesday morning I became the first companion for the female incarnation of the Doctor. Because... because when that's what your commute is like, yeah, like, you will read the fuck out of some Dr. Seuss for kids when you show up at work, you know? You're ready to go. I'm ready for anything at that point. And so what I've decided, this is just a defense of the little things that we love. Fantasies and fan fiction and some of the things that people put on a shelf as they get older or consider guilty pleasures aren't frivolities. They're necessities. In that they provide us a safe and affirmative place to retreat when confronted with the staggering realization that you exist and all of the things that entails. When the beauty and seriousness involved with how strange it is to be anything at all is just too cumbersome alone, you don't want to go home and read Dostoevsky. You want to read a story about how Goku and Batman beat up Galactus because that helps you relax, you know? And yes, it's cake. It's cake. It has very little nutritive value or complexity. But I say eat cake. Eat a whole cake and never, ever apologize. Fantasy is a load-bearing psychic structure. You can't tear it out without risking collapse. We need that there. And as a people, we've gotten very, very good at doing it. So here, I got really excited to come tonight so people could pull out their nerd for me and take what is not a guilty pleasure, but should just be pleasurable, and share it in the most positive place I know to come and do that sort of thing. And so I'm really excited to hear some reprehensibly self-serving, poorly written nonsense.
Thank you, Chris Geiger. I agree with all of that.